meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
You're fired again, Anderson. All right, hello there, you guys. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Stryker, along with Dr. Drew, and I'm filling in once again for Mr. Rocola.
Stryker.
Thank you. He's still in Europe, I believe, isn't he?
I believe.
Damn.
Well, he's probably en route back right now, wouldn't you think?
But he doesn't bring a backpack.
No. I think I said Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton bag.
That's
and
frick.
Does he bring someone? Does he bring someone to carry the bag when he goes?
Chirka. What do they call him? Chirp. What are the guys that carry
his bitch
through the Alps?
Oh, through the Alps. I have no idea because I don't go to places like that. I don't go to places like that. Sherpa. Look up Sherpa. Drew, I'm very upset and very excited at the
same
time.
All right, let's hear.
I'm in a suicide football pool, which means you get to pick one team a week, and once you pick that team, they win, you have to pick a different one the next week. So, of course, the first team I picked this season was the Dallas Cowboys, thinking that they were going to beat the Texans.
The new team.
Their first game ever, because only one team in the history of expansions ever won.
The Vikings.
And, of course, screw the Cowboys! I hate you! Emmett, I hope you break your freaking leg and you don't break the record. The quarterback, Quincy Carter, break your arm! To the coach and Jerry Jones, die in hell, bastards!
So basically, I'm out. You're out already.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm done.
The whole season is done now.
I'm done. Because of the Cowboys.
It's good. We'll get the college football shot.
I meant everything I just said except the part about Emmett Smith because I do like that guy.
Yeah.
So go, Emmett. The rest of the team, burn in hell. Sons of bitches. God, I am pissed. I have nothing to do this season now. I have no team in L.A.
I bet you there are other pools out there you get involved with.
It's too late.
That's the key ingredient.
Well,
for you
got to play the weekly so-called office pool now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's big money, the suicide thing.
Where was that?
I won it a year and a half ago.
Oh, I see. I see.
$1,400
oh
a year
God,
and a half
where?
Ago.
Where?
Yeah.
At K-Rock?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
The feds will be there, not tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. All right. We have a guest here tonight. He's
wait a minute. What about 60 Minutes?
Oh, 60 Minutes. I'll explain that later. Well,
no.
Okay.
No.
Exactly. I was at the Liquid Mix concert tour. It's got 311, Hoobastank, NERD.
You were broadcasting from there.
Right. Yeah. I was doing a show from there, and I was interviewing all the bands and everything. And then this guy's like, or some lady said, you want to do an interview with Jay-Z? You know, this guy's gigantic in the hip-hop world, Jay-Z. Like 60 millionaire, that much money. Mm. Here's the thing. You're going to be interviewing him with 60 Minutes filming you. I'm like, why is 60 Minutes filming him? Basically, the story is a guy from, you know, not a great neighborhood. Now he's worth about $60 million. He's the CEO of the company and all this other stuff. And, you know, they got a white rock world guy coming in to interview the hip-hop guy.
That's cool.
And freaky. It's like a 13, 14-minute interview with the cameras rolling, 60 Minutes. The only thing not there was Ed Bradley. And I was hoping he'd be there. So if they don't edit me out, I'm getting a bunch of time on 60 Minutes.
Congratulations.
Thanks. That's great. So excited about this. Yeah, that's a top 10 show. I'm Andy Rooney. Have you ever seen Andy Hallett on the TV show Angel on the WB? Yeah, what's up, Andy?
Hi, how are you?
Get a little closer to the microphone there.
All right.
Pretend it's your close girlfriend's breast or something. Andy, you're on the WB on Angel, and what's the character name?
Lauren.
And you're the guy in the crazy makeup.
Yeah, that's me, the green guy.
You're also known as the demon host?
Well, the host. They call me the host. I started out as the karaoke singer on the show.
Right.
It's an outrageous part, and I can read people's futures only when they come into my karaoke bar. They have to sing a song, and then I can read their aura, set them on their path. And you know, so it's totally nuts off
nice.
The wall. Yeah.
And you have an amazing story. You were working on the show as well, like in the food department or something? Or what were you doing on the show?
Well, no, I wasn't working on the show actually at all.
Okay.
I was singing at a club up in the valley at B.B. King's. You know how he has those dinner theaters?
Yeah.
And, you know, he lets different, like young, new, well, not that I'm that young, but unknown artists sing there and showcase themselves. So I was singing up there, and Joss Whedon, who's the producer of the show, Buffy Angel, he has a new show, Firefly, coming out in the fall, too. But he saw me singing and said, well, I think you should come and audition for this part, and that's how it all started.
And you thought it would be like 1, 2, 3 episodes at most.
Yeah, I signed on for 2 episodes, and I just did my 40th episode the other day.
And that's the first real acting gig for you.
First one, yeah.
Now you've been on 40 times.
Hey!
And you have a, whatever hell this is called. What is this called?
Merchandise. It's called merchandise.
Yeah, you have merchandise
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I don't get any money on it.
You don't?
No, doesn't that suck?
Well, you probably had a new agent when you got the contract done.
No, because
you
I
your
don't
own action figure.
I know, it's cool, but I don't own the image, you know?
Oh, man. Which good for you. So if you want to talk to Andy, ask him about the show Angel. Ask him about David Boreanaz.
Oh.
Ask him about whatever's going on in the show. Then you can call Loveline or anything else. And you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
You ready, Doctor?
Yeah.
Kaylin?
Hi.
Little Kaylin, you're 14. What's going on?
Okay. When I was with my boyfriend, it was like around his birthday, and I wanted to give him a present. So I gave him a hand job, and he, like, came on me, and but he took it, like... He got it, like, on me, and it went, like, it, like, dripped down, and I want to know if I can get, like, pregnant from that.
Did it go in? Wait, dripped? Were you wearing your clothes? You could take the first guy. So you, many questions.
I agree with that question. Were you clothed at the time?
No.
You had no clothes on?
No, and I got, like, really nervous, so he brought me a pregnancy test, and it said negative, but I'm still not 100% sure.
How long has it been since this, fountain of youth expressed itself?
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So you're okay. So
you're given hand jobs at 14. You're completely naked. He's naked, right?
Yeah. What were you expecting to happen?
Oh, well, no. I don't know.
Seriously. I mean, did you know that's what happens? Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't think he was gonna get it all over me. That was kind of gross.
All over you like it was a 26-foot green garden hose from the gardener down the street.
It's quite a blast.
Yeah. Where did it land on you?
Well, it got on, like, on my chest, and he, like, ran to get towels, and it kind of dripped down, like, around near it, and then I wiped it all up, hoping it was...
Okay, well, it did not go inside.
You're fine. It was in 2 weeks. You've had a pregnancy test. Relax.
Okay, that was... Scaring me.
Yeah, I think you can relax. Okay?
Drew, what if...
Kaylin, you're 14, and the whole way in which you conducted yourself in this encounter suggests that this might be too early to be doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. My mom told me that.
I wish I'd been a fly on the wall during that conversation.
So what method did you use, Kaylin, in the hand job, your mom says?
I mean, what exactly did you express to her about where this all went?
Well, I didn't do this before. I didn't know.
You what?
She'd never had done that before.
Yeah, but how did you tell your mom about what happened?
Well, I didn't tell her everything. I told her I had, like, shorts on. That's why I had to, like, ask someone that I could actually tell everything to. She would freak out and never let me see him again.
Okay.
Is he in a safe house right now?
Somehow I'm relieved to know that she didn't tell mom the whole story.
Well, what are you going to do
I'm
for
delighted,
him on his
I'm delighted
birthday.
That she could talk to mom, and I'm relieved that it wasn't the whole story.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
All right, Kaylin,
because your
be
poor
careful
mom would have had a stroke and dropped dead right there on the spot. So,
oh, man. So,
okay, so.
Okay, thank you, Kaylin.
Kaylin,
thanks, Kaylin.
So slow it down, all right? Slow it down.
Do you want to hear something embarrassing?
Wow.
I have a young brother. He's like 16, actually 17 now.
Yeah.
And we have a different mother, but like a month ago, our cousin was reading a note that this girl wrote to him.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And he had only read like a paragraph and was, you know.
Left it out.
It was just a... You know, dogs and cats, first paragraph. And the mom's like, can I read the letter?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, sure.
This is your mom or the other mom?
His, yeah. Oh, yeah. So paragraph two is about, look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand jobs.
Oh, no.
With you, it's been a lot different. Talking about having a stroke and dropping dead on the carpet.
What did your mom, and this is the 17-year-old, right?
Right.
Oh, he
he's done.
Well, we should give him Caitlin's number.
Yeah, seriously. Well, she's in Chicago, and this kid's in the 310 out here.
Oh,
in,
all right. Well, that's
LA.
Good news.
Yeah, Josh. Josh?
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 17.
Mm-hmm. I've been having problems getting girls lately for the past 6 years.
Is it because of the video games you're playing in the back?
I don't play video games.
Right. Nice to know you started
they
working.
They waste your mind.
You what?
They waste your brain.
Yeah. And clearly Josh needs to be careful. So you've been working hard on this since age 11, huh?
Basically.
And what seems to be the problem?
I don't know. It's like I come up to them and they're like, tell me to beat it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're not going to the Sky Bar in L.A., are you?
Do you have any friends that are girls?
Yeah, I have a few.
Why don't you ask them?
I did.
And they tell you to beat it?
Beat it.
My parents won't let me date.
Okay. Well, do they have any friends that will?
All their friends are like all over the country.
No, but have you asked the girls that are your friends what they think is going on?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
They say I'm, like, starting, like, too early. So I get to know them better.
All right, so wait a minute.
And I have been working, I have done that, like, for the past six girls. And it still hasn't worked.
It's probably not your devious-sounding, devilish voice that's driving them away.
But, Josh, getting to know them is different than asking them if they have friends that you can also get to know.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to meet a lot of people. And eventually, as you get to know people, someone will find some value in old Josh. And I think things will be okay if he keeps at it. But he kind of expects to be able to walk up to people and walk away with them into the sunset.
Right.
A little unrealistic.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you, Andy?
Oh, all the time.
All the time. Of course it does. It happened to you at the karaoke bar with the producer of Angel.
Yeah, absolutely.
You walked into the sunset.
Exactly.
Michael.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 20.
Hey, the Striker?
Yeah.
Hey, love it when you fill in for Adam.
Thanks, man.
Want to ask Dr. Drew,
yes,
what's the teen species thing?
What's that?
Love that teen species thing.
Yeah, that was. Thank you very much. That was a good.
The what?
This thing I did for the Learning Channel. It was called Teen Species. It was a special 3-hour series. It was good.
I don't know if as a narrator, if they just hand you a script and you read from it, or if you actually had some input.
It's a lot of reading and that kind of stuff, and a little bit of adjusting the content. But it was all done. It was all ready. It was all good.
That's cool.
The nice thing is I didn't have to adjust very much because it was all so well done.
Wow.
Yeah. When
was that on?
Two weeks ago.
Thanks for tuning in, Striker.
Yeah, really. Thanks for watching.
I'd support.
I appreciate the support.
What's going on with you, man?
Dr. Drew, you often talk about, like, the addiction gene. I didn't know if that was, like, an official term or just a colloquialism and, like, it's synonymous with an addictive personality or if they're two different things.
Well, they're really... Well, you could argue about this, but there really is no such thing as an addictive personality. There are people with addiction, and when I go into groups of addicts and give lectures, there's dozens and dozens of different personalities in there, different personality structures and different personality styles. There are features that they have in common, but I find them more constitutional than really personality structure. And by addiction gene, I just mean addiction biology, and that's probably a series of genes.
And it is, okay, so it's not necessarily just a gene, it might be like biopsychosocial.
No, that if you don't have the genetic potential for that biology, you don't get the disease. You get something else.
I see.
So the question is how much biological potential, and that's something that seems to vary. So there's psychosocial that impacts on the biology, but there's clearly a threshold issue in the biology that if you don't have sufficient genetic potential, you don't get that disease.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
I know I wasn't going to get a black and white answer, but hey, I appreciate it.
All right.
So, Drew, people say, I have an addictive personality. That's why I stay away from the cocaine.
They're saying addictive features. They feel the momentum with the biology.
So that means once they start doing something, they know they're going
to... And that's not a personality characteristic. That's a constitutional characteristic. I get momentum. I drive associated.
Something
with
in your brain is making you
that
do that.
Make me drive. That's right.
Not your personality.
Now there are personality features that start to evolve if you start going down that path, and people call that addiction personality, but it's really not addictive personality. It's something that happens as a result of the addictive process.
Got it, Tony.
Yes.
What's up, man? You're 19 on Love Line.
I have a couple of questions. I've been dating this girl for like almost a year now. But we kind of broke off because she had moved to Indiana, and she had a boyfriend up there, and now she's back into Texas, and she still wants to go out with me and stuff. And I was just wondering if I could still have something serious with her.
Well, who's this girl? How old is this girl? What is this girl?
She's 14.
And how old are you?
19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah,
why did you even get into that, all that travel history? It's irrelevant. This is not okay.
Isn't that okay?
Of course.
Yeah, that's illegal if they're having
and
sex.
And there's a reason. Either it's still illegal. It's there to protect the 14-year-old. Don't think just because she seems so old and so mature, it's okay to exploit that. It's not okay.
The thing is, she had sexual partners, but I'm not one of them. I mean, I never had sex with her, but she already has a kid, and he's like 2 years old.
She had a child. She had a child at 12.
What?
Well, that's what she said. I think she said that she gave it to abortion to her aunt. I mean,
So why do you want to date
Why
do you want to date a 14-year-old that already has a kid and has no future? What's wrong with them?
No, forget that.
I'm serious, Tony. Why?
Why do you want to exploit a child?
Well, good question. Because, I mean, I didn't know that all that since I'm, I don't know, it's just weird.
Wait, Tony, have you seen this child?
No. She gave it to adoption, not abortion, adoption.
Adoption.
Yeah, and her aunt lives in Boston.
Well, she couldn't have been over 13 when she had the child. I mean, she couldn't have been over 12 when she got pregnant.
Uh-huh.
So, either way, it's still astonishing.
Stay away, Tony.
This is a girl that clearly has got some trauma issues and is a victim herself, and you're just contributing to that victimization by allowing the fact, allowing for her to have a relationship with an adult. That's not okay for her.
Okay.
All right?
Is there any way I could help her?
Yes. You can take her to County Mental Health Facility.
Or just stay away from her in general.
No, you could take her. You could take her to a mental health professionals. That's a reasonable thing to do if you really want to do something worthwhile.
Hey.
But she needs a lot of work.
Have you dated a lot of 14-year-olds?
No.
That's crazy, Tony. What are you doing?
Right now, he's working at the cash register.
I'll have an Abba Zabba and an Everlasting Gobstopper. Thanks, Tony. Stay away.
Okay.
See you later. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Man, Drew, I want to conference that one and that one.
All right. Two 14-year-olds.
Oh, well, no. Religion. Brody?
Yeah?
What's up? How are you?
Good.
Andrew?
Yeah?
You have crazy Christian parents?
Yeah, I'm homeschooled. I've been homeschooled my whole life.
Yeah, and apparently you have a really high personality. Brody, and you want to start dating a Mormon?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, exactly. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Bad idea. Nice try.
I thought I'd have a little more excitement there.
Stryker, I have two words for you. Loveline callers. Okay? Just understand that.
All right. Brody, we're going to go to you
first. Keep things simple here.
Okay.
The Mormon thing sounds more exciting right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Good. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what's going on with you?
Yeah. I just go to this one day a week school. And I get really, really, really depressed. And I'm homeschooled. I've been homeschooled my whole life. And I get really, really, really depressed.
Really, really, really depressed.
Yeah.
Have you told your parents about that?
Yeah, and I try to convince them to let me go to school, and they just don't listen.
Huh. How about, is it because you have no opportunity to socialize? Is that why you're depressed?
Yeah, that's it, because I don't really have much of a social life.
Would they allow you to develop a social or a peer group at church or something other than school?
I'm not like that.
But would they let you develop some friends at church or somewhere else?
Well, yeah, at church, but our church is kind of weird.
For God's sake, he's in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of weird.
They won't let him go because of their...
say it's their conviction and all this BS.
I see.
I haven't even been paying attention to Andrew so far, so you guys just take this.
Well,
I can't take this guy.
How old are your parents, Andrew?
My dad is 52 and my mom is 50.
I see.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister.
How old is she?
She's 16.
And what's going on with her?
She likes homeschooling.
She likes the whole situation.
Yeah, she's crazy.
But you don't. And what does she do? How does she get through it? How does it become okay for her, and how is it a problem for you?
Well, she just emails her friends and stuff. And it's a problem for me because I'm kind of shy because I've been homeschooled my whole life, I guess.
Right.
And it's just kind of hard for me. I just really don't have that many friends because I just go to, like, a one-day-a-week school and people there are kind of weird.
Oh, what kind of school?
One-day-a-week.
One-day-a-week school for homeschoolers. Yeah.
Is there a teacher there or anyone else you can appeal to other than your parents that you have contact with?
No, not really. A teacher there.
Or somebody? Anybody?
Is anyone there?
It's like you need to sort of contact the outside world.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have some friends. Well, I don't really have that many now because...
And by the way, Andrew, let's be honest here. At 14, it's really common to be depressed anyway. And being in school may not be the answer. There may be other things going on here. I will admit that being as isolated as you seem to be can be very depressing, especially when you have intrusive parents and people are non-empathic with your needs. But you ought to try to find a way to make contact with the outside and systematically develop a group of friends. If you're too depressed to do that, you got to appeal to your parents for some kind of help.
His parents have brainwashed him. He sounds like he's about to commit suicide on the telephone. It's ridiculous.
Poor kid.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man? You're 19.
Yeah, I feel that I am really small, and I wanted to know if there was any way that, without, like, pumps or pills, if there's any natural way to increase my size, man.
Your height, right?
No. Oh,
no.
How tall are you? You're not talking about your height.
No, I'm talking about, like, my penis size.
Oh, oh, my dear.
How big are you right now?
Not right now.
In general?
Love line call, dude. When erect? You... Erect. There you go.
Yes.
Erect or not erect?
Erect.
Erect.
Like 4 or 5 inches?
Well, which is it?
Probably about 5 inches.
That's not bad.
5 inches is just under normal. So forget it, Andrew. The fact that you're so preoccupied with this, though, does suggest that you've got some self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Why are you so low on yourself?
You have a small penis, you fag.
Why is that?
What do you mean?
Obviously, you have very, very poor self-esteem. That's why your penis has become such a preoccupation for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what do you think it's from? I mean, I hear you and...
Then this is a bogus call. This is a bogus call.
I hear you and Andy talking about it all the time.
Andy?
Oh, my gosh. Adam, sorry.
Andrew.
Adam. Yeah.
Andrew, you're 5 inches. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Drew's just trying to dig deep into seeing why you have no self-esteem. Do you have a girlfriend?
No. I haven't had a girlfriend for 2 years.
Well, there's something going on with you. Why? How come?
My mom's really strict. My dad died when I was 9. What else do you want to know?
Well, you're 19. Do you still live with your strict mom?
Yes.
Well, why don't you move out of the house? Get a job. Do you have a job?
No, I'm currently unemployed. I've been unemployed for 2 months.
Why?
Because I haven't found a job yet. I've been looking, and they're just not available.
No jobs available?
Well, that's not true.
That's
right.
There
are jobs, but they're not enough to be able to pay bills with.
What do you want to do?
My ultimate dream would be to own my own shop.
What kind of shop? Auto shop?
Yeah, like an auto shop and work on cars and live in a small town.
All right, but in the meantime, you got to find a job that's appropriate for your level of...
So knowledge of cars.
Well, also, you're 19. People are not going to pay you a fortune at 19. No,
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come work the overnight at Texaco?
And there's a big difference between zero and whatever you make. And what do you mean, not enough to pay bills? So zero is enough to pay bills? But, Andrew, I got a question.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Your dad. How old were you when he died?
I was 9.
Was he a pretty rough guy to deal with?
No.
And how about the men that your mom has had around since?
She's never dated.
So you've not had any men in your life?
No, except for at church, but I don't really count that because they're not my dad.
And what's she been like?
She's overly strict. She thinks that I shouldn't be able to even think about dating until I'm 25.
Is she physically abusive?
No. She's verbally abusive.
Okay. Because you just seem super angry to me. Aside from having zero esteem, which you sort of protect that lack of self-esteem with a lot of bravado and BS...
Mm-hmm.
You're angry, and people don't like that, Andrew. You're going to have to calm that down. If you want to have some success, humility, relax, take a job, start building, working on something you want to do, or even just develop a skill that makes you feel good
and
about
start,
yourself.
And start saving the money. I mean, go work for $7 an hour.
Magically,
save that money.
Magically, when you stop being such a prick and you start enjoying what you're doing and developing skills that you value,
mm-hmm.
stop worrying about your penis. Magically, girls will be attracted to you. Magically, people won't
magically
like
they
anymore.
Will not be attracted to him.
No, now they're magically not attracted. They magically will be attracted.
No, they will not.
Not after they heard
not him.
No, if he, see, the problem is Andrew's not going to do the things I'm telling him to do.
No,
that's why they're not going to be attracted to him. If he actually turns it around, they will be.
Just get a normal job, make $7 to $10 an hour, start saving the money, and move out.
And go ahead and do something you want to do. That's
get
fine.
A skill.
Do something you like.
Definitely.
He said we hear me and Adam talking about all the time. Adam. Dug ditches with a coffee can for years, and then humped drywall for years, and then framed houses for years.
Mm-hmm. And now he is literally a millionaire.
Jesus Christ, even in my stuff, I mean, I was, cleaning ass and, doing grunt work for years in hospitals before you ever sort of ascend the scale.
But you were in the field you wanted to be in, so it wasn't that horrible.
For many years, you're not, though.
Hmm.
You're just sort of
cleaning
the
ass.
Grunt guy.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. Drew, you like cleaning the ass.
Of course.
Yeah, Anderson, get that thing right there. All right, we have to take a break here on Loveline. Andy Hallett is here. He's on the show, Angel. And we'll talk to him about the show and what's going to go on in the new season. The season premiere is coming up October 6th. And more with Andy and me, Stryker, and Dr. Drew coming up on Loveline. Love Line. It just cut out for a second, Drew. I think you pulled my mic cord out for a minute. And our screen is out in here. And it's Love Line. And I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla. Drew is here. He's an addiction medicine specialist. And Andy Hallett is here from the show Angel. So you've been on, how many episodes have you filmed? You done 40?
Yeah, just the other day was 40, or my 40th. And
good
we did
you.
It in on location. I can't reveal where yet, but it was the bomb. It was our first time going out of L.A., so it was a blast.
Are there certain actors in the show that you work with every single episode? I've never seen Angel because it's on when I'm on the radio out here.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good excuse.
Even though it's on Sundays now, I guess.
And you don't own a TiVo or a VCR.
That's right. No. Exactly.
Thank
and
you
guess what I tried tonight for the first time?
TiVo.
No, onions.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Eating onions?
Yes, that's right.
You've never eaten an onion?
No.
You're kidding.
I did it tonight at Benihana.
How old are you?
Andy, there's so many things. Here we go. We're on Anderson.
We're on Anderson.
So many things he hasn't eaten that...
Yeah, but we don't need to rehash
the
whole
onion thing. The onion is a stretch for him.
Yeah.
You're kidding. Wait, now, how was this onion prepared?
Adventuresome.
It was at Benihana on the grill.
Oh, the grilled onion.
So she was like, it's just like an onion ring without the breaded part. And I'm like, okay, burn the thing, I was telling the cook who threw a shrimp in his hat. and I ate it, and it was good.
Wait, so you never had an onion ring either?
Actually, I believe I had an onion ring, so maybe I'm lying. But I've never had an onion without the ring.
You pansy!
This is that yummy stuff that some guys get stuck in. If they're not fatty fried,
uh-huh.
If that sweet and creamy.
I've never had a bell pepper either.
What?
Yeah, and I'm not going to run for the border anytime soon. So Angel's on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah, we moved to Sundays.
From Monday.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen the show.
Right.
And it's on at 9 p.m. On the WB. How's that David Boreanaz?
Oh, he's great. He's great. I'm sorry the bar, I had this karaoke bar like I was talking about, but it got blown up. One of the last season it got blown up. Well, it was blown up two or three times, actually, and then I have to keep rebuilding and it keeps getting destroyed. But I particularly love when they write into an episode that David has to come in and sing, because the first time he had to come in and sing Mandy by Barry Manilow, which was a real treat for all of us.
Oh, my God.
And he sang it the first time, and he wasn't supposed to sound good, but he sang it the first time, and they were like, "Oh, wait a minute, we didn't mean sing that bad." So he did it again, and he actually did it too well, and then we got a happy medium. But
nice.
But he did it a few ways. He rapped it. He decided to rap Mandy, so that was an interesting take on it.
So did you call him David Vanilla Boreanaz or anything like that?
No, but I will tomorrow.
Please do that, and tell him I sent him. Actually, I saw him play hockey.
Yeah,
he's
in New York?
I saw him at the Staples Center during the NHL Celebrity All-Star Game.
I was one
of the announcers for that thing.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, that guy's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he's outright.
Ah, he's outright.
Andy, in this character, do you wear red lenses or something?
Yes.
Are they a pain in the neck?
They are a huge pain in the neck. And I have a lens technician that's there on the set all day with me, and she or he, they vary, Sava or April or Sean, and they put them in for me because I can't do it because they're really thick.
Yeah.
So they're kind of a pain in the butt. But
Does it hurt?
At first it hurt, but now I've kind of gotten used to it.
How long does the makeup take every day?
Makeup takes 3 hours every day.
Oh, my
So that's
God.
Kind of... So my call tomorrow is 4 a.m. So, you know...
You need to be ready by 7.
Right. Oh, if we're doing a daytime stuff.
You know, wow. Jessica.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 15.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay. Basically, I had sex with a guy and...
Yes.
And the condom, like, came off when, like, after he had come.
Right.
It came off and, like, the cum was... like throughout the whole condom, but the condom got stuck inside of me,
right,
like way up inside, and I had to like reach in to get it out,
right,
and when I pulled it out, like I was like freaking out about it, so I had like some lube that had spermicide in it, so I'm
no,
like, okay,
that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. But okay, so I was just like, okay, last minute, I didn't know what to do, so I did that, and then I tried to get a hold of the morning after pill.
Good.
Yes.
Good girl.
Jessica.
Within the 3-day span, and I called Planned Parenthood, and I called the Rite Aid that was near me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, come get it. You can get it over the counter.
Right.
So I was, like, totally excited. I go down there, and they're like, oh, you need a prescription. So I'm like,
I thought you don't need a prescription.
Well, certain pharmacies you don't. How about Planned Parenthood? How about there?
And I called them, and I could go pick it up, but the only problem is that I'm 15, so I don't have a car, and the only person that could drive me, I'm not supposed to hang out with.
Oh, no.
I was just kind of like, okay, I'm screwed. I have no way to get over there.
When did this happen?
This was last Sunday.
A week ago.
Yeah. Didn't you say it can be up to more than 3 days now?
I would encourage people to take it up to 5, but it's really going to work under 3.
Okay.
But not up to 7.
And that's what I was worried about. So then I was like, okay, well, I went to the pharmacy and I got a pregnancy test, but I know that it's way too soon because my period isn't till the end of the month.
All right. Well, that's the good news. Then that this happened early in your cycle, this whole event.
And so the only thing I took, the test had two in it, so I took one and it came out negative, but I figured it would because it's so early.
Right, so you got to take the next one next week.
Yeah, so, but the thing that I'm worried about is I don't have, like, I don't want to take RE486 because I'm really scared that it's going to, like, be really damaging and I don't have
money. RE486 is not damaging, but it is an abortion pill.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to get pregnant. Let's play the odds here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right?
Is it because...
Because it was early in the cycle. Okay. It's one time.
But what about the condom being inside?
Oh, she could get pregnant.
If
make
it was,
no mistake about
say her
it.
Body was the right time a month for her
she
body.
She would get pregnant.
Really?
But the condom didn't break, right? It just spilled, the contents spill inside of her.
How'd you fish it out of you?
Oh,
you put a little hook on the end of your finger?
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Same way the doctor would. Right?
But it leaked everywhere?
It spills out. It was like, instead of being just in the tip, it was like all the way through.
Right. It falls off, and then he continues to push it back in.
Oh.
And now it's all spilled.
You didn't pull it from your mouth. You went inside the vagina, right?
Oh, my dear.
Oh, boy.
God, Jessica, you sound actually pretty cool and smart, educated, doing the right things.
I just hope it works out. I'm mortified that the system... served you so poorly. I'm mortified, Jessica. You knew what to do. You went down the right path, and God damn it, you couldn't get what you needed. So, I'm sorry.
The other question is, like, if for some reason this happens again, like, what is, like, is there an easier way to...
Yes.
Because I know it's really hard to get it over the counter because there
call 1-888 not too late.
Okay.
And they have sort of referrals for you.
Okay.
Call Planned Parenthood again and tell them your dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
And get the damn thing and keep it.
And just keep it.
And if you're going to be sexually active, don't use emergency contraceptive. Use the pill, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Get on the pill.
Have you seen the gynecologist person before in your life? Have you had the pelvic exam?
I haven't. Well, like, the last time I went, because my dad is friends with somebody, so I went over to AIM Medical. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I went over there and got tested for the first person that I had sex with, but then I never ended up getting the official exam.
Yeah, your risk for cervical cancer is pretty high starting to have sex at 15, so you need to get a pelvic exam. You need to get a relationship with a doctor. You need your health care in line.
I had my first pelvic exam at 13.
That's nice.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, bad.
Mimi.
Yeah?
What's up? It's Barry White.
What?
Right on. You're 14.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I have a problem. I'm always going after just older guys, like 20, 21, 18, whatever. My most recent one was having phone sex with a 25-year-old.
So where is your dad?
He lives with us and everything. It's been all fine.
No.
My parents almost got a divorce a couple years ago, but it didn't happen, and it was all fine.
Where was he when you were younger?
He was always here.
Why are you so in need of that kind of figure in your life?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
Were you sexually abused?
No.
Were you physically abused?
No.
And your dad was available to you your whole life?
Excuse me?
Your dad has been available to you your whole life?
Yeah.
Of course, it does not compute.
Yeah.
What kind of... Are you giving out your number or they're giving you their number? How's that work?
Well... I called up this one radio station because I really liked the guy's voice, and so I gave him my cell phone number.
Oh, it wasn't K-Rock, was it?
No, it's in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're safe.
And so then he called a bunch of times, and then we ended up, like, having phone sex, like, three times, probably at least.
30?
Three,
okay.
Oh. And this guy was how old?
Uh-huh.
This guy was how old?
I think he was 25.
How old did you say you were to him?
20.
Seeing you sat, you could definitely sound 20. So, shame on you.
Yeah. What? Why all this activity at 14? What else been happening? Are you doing drugs or?
What?
Are you doing drugs or drinking? What is going on here?
I don't know. And I like.
Are you just attracted to older guys? Or are you actually acting on this?
Aside from
this weird thing with this radio guy.
I don't know. Like, my friend introduced me to this. Freshman in college.
Oh my God. Are they doing anything with him?
We haven't actually met. It was just like over the internet, and he would always call me.
Seems like it's very fantasy, Drew.
I'm hoping what's going on here is just something that most women go through, which is this preoccupation with sort of bigger than life figures, people, media and stuff, and they get over it when they have a few bad experiences with this. If you actually are going and having sex or finding these predators out there who would be willing to date you or have sex with you, that suggests something is very, very wrong.
Mm.
If it's just your sort of overdoing it with this stuff. You need to contain
Slow down a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Mimi, wait, hold on. Mimi, what's your go-to line when you're having phone sex without being too descriptive?
What are you talking about?
Like, what's, give me some of your repertoire when you're on the phone with these guys.
Speaking of being exploitive.
I'm curious. She's 14. Okay, sorry, Mimi. Drew is giving me the evil eye right now.
It's like, I've never actually had a boyfriend.
No, I get that. I get you're not doing this. I was thinking other questions I was asking originally were based on thinking that you were actually having sex or having a relationship with these older guys.
Well, that's why I brought up the fantasy thing.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're sort of interacting with them in inappropriate ways, and that's different.
Yeah.
And it needs to be curtailed.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I'm wearing a nice black garter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, just thinking about the Holocaust.
Oh, did you hear that call ever?
Live? Never. I never heard that one.
Oh, it was the funniest call of all time.
Do you have the
whole
thing?
That was a real call? That was from about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're kidding.
And this woman, should we hear that call?
Oh, please.
Well, now that we brought it up.
We just heard the punchline. There's no
point. I know.
Oh,
well,
please, can we
hear? The whole thing is...
Bring!
Just that
here
voice.
It is. Here it is.
Bring!
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
We asked
What's
her to
name?
Include the Holocaust. I got to build it up. We asked her. This girl was like... She was didn't know basic things about human experience, and she never heard of the Holocaust.
And she was
calling up about being a phone sex operator, and said that guys came too quickly. And Adam goes, "Well, why don't you talk about cancer?" She's like, "Cancer." He's like, "Why don't you include? You just work the Holocaust in somewhere." She's like,
"Oh, Jesus!"
And she was like, "Holocaust? What's that?"
and
so we had to explain this to her, and then Adam goes, "All right, now we're going to act it out, and let's see you do it."
All right, let's hear it.
Bring. Bring.
Hi, how you doing?
Ooh, hi, what's your name?
I'm Sugar. Who
Sugar,
are you?
I'm Ace.
Hey, Ace.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a nice black garter.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about the Holocaust right now.
And we went inside.
Oh, my God, that is great. Oh, man. I want to get one like that. Yeah, please.
We got to go to break.
We do?
Yep.
Says you?
Says
all right.
Anderson is doing handsprings over there.
When we get back, we're going to speak to a lovely lady who's addicted to giving oral. How come I never find people like that, Drew, in my normal life? Addicted to giving oral. Yeah. You know anything about that?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with more of Loveline. Andy Hallett is here. He's from the show. What the hell is it called again? Angel.
At this point, I have no idea.
It's on the WB, and he's addicted to something. We'll find out. No, he's not. But more Loveline coming up. We are back on Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. What's up, you guys? I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla, along with Dr. Drew. And Andy Hallett is here. He's the demon host on WB's Angel. And the karaoke place keeps getting blown up, supposedly.
Yeah.
And you keep having to rebuild it? I don't know.
All the time.
How many seasons has Angel been on?
We're in our fourth season right now.
And you've been on the entire time, or just
a
couple of seasons?
No, I came in the beginning of the second season.
Where do you guys film mostly? Is there
all
one?
Paramount.
Okay.
Yeah, stages 5, 6, and 7.
All right.
Over on Melrose. And it's cool. Tomorrow we'll finish the fourth episode. And so we'll be a little bit ahead of the game.
Do you watch every episode when it's on?
I tried to, but... Now I'll probably be able to because it's on Sunday nights and I won't have to work. But
Right. Before,
I never used to get to see it because I'd be working.
Now, is it a bummer because you're wearing all this makeup, it takes 3 hours to put on?
Yeah.
You're never recognized.
No, but that's cool, though.
Okay, that's all right.
Anonymity. The only time we get recognized, or I get recognized, is when I go to these... conventions, you know, and these conventions are nuts. Like a lot of the Star Trek type of, you know,
right.
Falling, and they're wild. I love going to them. They are outrageous. And sometimes people will come dressed up like me, which is even more off
right.
the wall, and I love it. And
so you could probably get more guys than girls.
I could get quite a few things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but the conventions are what I think are the most fun. We went all over the place this summer, down to Australia.
Oh, nice.
London, England, Ireland.
Well, that's such a great story how you got that gig.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
It's
outrageous.
Yeah. All right, it's 1-800-LOVE-191, as I said, and I was talking about addicted to giving oral, not me, of course, but Michelle possibly is. You're 16.
You're not addicted to giving oral, guys?
You are, Drew.
No.
You were telling me that during the break. Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
I think I'm addicted to giving oral sex to my boyfriend.
To your boyfriend. How often are we talking about here? How often?
What was that?
How often?
He won't let me. That's the thing.
How often are you wanting to do this?
ever since, well, I've done it before to him, but, I don't know, I think it's just the fact that, like, my ex, he told me that he, like, I was the best that he had ever had or whatever, and...
Michelle, there's a big difference between wanting to do something really bad and being addicted.
Like, if you are giving the varsity football team can you say that word? In the locker room every time, every game, that's one thing. But if it's just for your boyfriend, I don't think that's too much of a problem.
She's not doing it.
Well, because he won't let her. What's wrong with this guy?
Where's the addiction?
I want to, I come home and I think about it. Like next time I'll be like, oh, next time I see him, I'm definitely going to do it no matter what.
Relax.
Even if I have to put handcuffs on him or something.
How old is he?
Handcuffs?
He's 19.
Get a new boyfriend.
Is this guy gay?
No.
Seriously.
Honestly, he's like. So
does he want to have? Does he want to have sex with you?
Oh, all the time.
So you do have sex?
Yes.
Well, some guys are not into the oral stuff. They're into the.
Or maybe you're not as good as you're cracked up to be at it.
But realize though.
I don't know.
But some guys are just not into. It. They can't have climax during that. And I know it's hard for you to imagine the Stryker, but that's the case. And so Michelle, you need to You need to realize that you were in charge. And that if you withhold sex for a while, he'll take whatever it is you have to offer.
But look at sure. You're withholding sex so he can get BJs? That is ridiculous.
It's what she wants to do.
I would rather.
Well, then go ahead.
Rather.
Relax, Michelle. You are in charge. You are in charge. You just do it the way you want to do it.
If there's one thing you learn, you own this dude.
This is the thing about women. They don't understand this. They are in charge.
Right.
Go ahead.
They're the gatekeeper of the sex.
Go ahead and assert that. That's fine.
Yeah, wow. Man. Drew, never give that advice again or else.
I know. Guys want to have me killed.
Seriously.
Hey.
Brian.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 16. What's going on?
I'd want to perform anal sex on my girlfriend.
It's not her on you?
No, I want to do
Okay, right. Of course.
Great.
And how old is she?
She's 18.
And you're 16?
Yeah.
Good for you. And how long have you been going out?
About a month.
Have you had regular sex?
No.
Oh, way well.
So why do you want to go in hole number two before number one?
It seems more fun.
So why don't you start dating guys then?
Oh, that's nasty.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's...
I know, Stryker, again, you're using your head. These are love-like collars.
My head?
I know, but your brain. To think like... You got to think like one of these collars for a second.
All right.
And... A lot of them are very aggressive and misogynistic, and there's sort of the control.
Going for fifth base before you get to fourth base,
which is putting the. I think this guy's BSing.
Look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand job. You bastard, Anderson. You think he's bogus?
Oh yeah.
Are you bogus, Brian?
No.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Michelle.
Pause. There was a dramatic pause right there.
Yeah, that was too long.
Well, Drew, why would one want to go to fifth base before fourth?
Well, actually, we get more calls from women about that, where they're trying to maintain virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow virginity and chastity got uncoupled some time ago. And so the technicality of virginity has become a higher priority than the chastity, which is a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
So they're claiming to be still virgins.
Oh, virgin, just had anal sex or oral sex.
You're kidding.
Oh, absolutely. That's not so much this last year or two. Uh-huh. Before that, there was a big trend in that regard.
Really?
This guy is just a jack-off, and he, you know, he hasn't had sex with girlfriend. He's 16. Who knows? I don't even want to talk to him. Hmm. I'm done.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Drew. Sarah.
That's me.
Hi, you're 27.
Hi. I'm calling because there's a website that lists pharmacies that dispense emergency contraception.
Ooh, good job.
You mean without having the prescription?
Yeah.
Right? What's the website?
It's www.e as in emergency, c as in contraception, -help.org.
So it's ec-help.org.
Exactly. And you select a city or you're putting your zip code and it pops up with a list. And what I had to use it earlier this week. And what I found is that Rite Aid and Long's, those big places, they weren't the ones that were participating. It was the small little pharmacy.
I knew it wouldn't be the big chain taking a risk and doing it, right?
I don't know. I put my name on a couple of these protocols, and I don't quite understand what the problem is, why it's not.
Because they're afraid that
I would put my name on anybody's protocol. They just got to show me what it is and talk to me what the liability is, and let's just get something together here. I put my name on a couple of them.
And it was really easy. It was $50, and the pharmacist lady took me back there, and we
talked about it.
Little forms, and they provide information about
how about getting on the pill more routinely? If you know
for
what I mean?
You, Sarah.
Uh huh.
for you. Why don't you get on the pill?
Oh, I missed two in my pill pack, and I just was trying to be careful.
Okay.
Wow, very responsible.
Now, you are the most responsible caller in the history of Loveline, by the way.
In a way, you were sort of not quite doing it right. Did you talk to your pharmacist about the fact that you're already on the pill?
Yeah.
All right, because all you have to do is double up for 2 days.
Okay.
And if you miss two pills, I mean, it's not going to work very well, but it's going to be the same thing as taking EC, really. And you can take it. You can. There are some people that would say you should take the EC if you've missed 2 days. So, all right, very good.
Thanks,
Thank
Sarah.
Good luck.
All right. All right, good luck. I'll take the pill tomorrow. All right, we have to take another break here on the Loveline. Andy is here. Hallett, he's on.
Angel.
Angel. I was about to say Buffy.
Yeah.
Angel, Buffy.
Whatever.
Same guy's making all the money.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And we'll talk to him and more of Loveline and you guys coming up. Hold on. Back here on Loveline. Hello there. It's me, Ted, Ramon Stryker, and Dr. Drew. And Andy Hallett is here.
Hey,
now,
hey.
You play a singer, and you just did a little movie you sing in, and that is called?
Chance.
And it's debuting in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
The hotbed
sure
of movies.
Yes.
Why is it world premiering, debuting out there?
Well, it's at the film festival. It's
oh.
The Sidewalk Film
okay,
Festival. Birmingham Sidewalk Film Festival. It's September 22nd. And there's a, if you want to get tickets, what is that?
Sidewalkfest.com.
Yeah, that's where
so,
you
So the nine people listening in Birmingham, sidewalkfest.com.
Birmingham is not a small town.
No, I'm talking about the amount of listeners, though, in Birmingham.
We would have a lot if we were there.
I was being sarcastic,
okay,
Drew.
Right.
Come on. I was being a little
No, but I've been to Birmingham. We've been there a couple
You've
times.
You've been there?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's beautiful.
It's
there's a great hotel there. This old hotel they converted. There's a big University of Alabama there.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. They have a fantastic football team. I don't know
no,
if
that's
good
that's
this
not
year.
That's not the Crimson Tide.
Oh, that's not the
Crimson. Different one.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so sidewalkfest.com for the movie. Who are some of your favorite bands or singers?
Wait,
or
you can I just give Amber a plug there?
Definitely.
That's my friend Amber Benson. She's on Buffy. She plays Tara on Buffy.
Okay.
And this is her movie. And
there's a connection, Weiner.
Okay, yeah. And she's my dear friend. And so she stars in it. She wrote it, directed it. She
no
directed
way.
It. And it's too funny whenever you're doing, whenever you're acting with someone who's directing, because you're looking at them and you're getting ready for the scene, and then they say, action.
Right.
Like, you know.
So they were looking, so you're doing a scene with her.
Yeah, she was like.
And so all the PAs are yelling, quiet on the set, rolling
right.
sound.
Yeah,
and then
rolling.
She's like saying to you, action, and then giving the
right,
line.
But then she'd be like, okay, ready? If, yeah. You know, focus, okay, action.
She's telling you to focus?
Yeah.
Who do you think she is?
Yeah. And I was like,
Amber Benson.
You tell me, Amber.
Is she the main star in the movie?
Yeah, she plays Chance. She wasn't intending on doing that at first, but then she ended up doing it because she wanted it to be exactly right. So.
Now, is that going to come out, depending on how it does at the festival, that determines
exactly
what happens
exactly.
with the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah, good
it's
for
great,
you.
It's a great
Who are some of your favorite bands, or who are some of the singers that you look up to, since you seem to be playing a singer and you do sing yourself?
Well, Alicia Keys I like a lot right now, and I love Bono and those mm-hmm. guys, but my two musical influences since I was a kid have been, who are totally opposite, have been Frank Sinatra and Patti LaBelle, who are totally
wow.
100% different, but I've had the opportunity to sing with Patty a couple of times, and she's just nuts, off the wall voice, you know.
You sang with Patty.
Yeah,
can you give us a little something of what you sang with her?
I hate Patty style.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
we'll have to
on.
Wait. That comes late night.
It does. It's late enough. It's a Sunday. Come on.
Towards the end.
Come on.
Get a warm up.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. We can.
You had another question, Andy, about EC.
Yeah, I was embarrassed, Doctor, because I'm not exactly familiar with it. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't even know what it stands for.
It stands for emergency contraception.
Okay.
And it's a pill you can take. It's basically a birth control pill. Same chemical in there. And you can take it within 3 days of an unprotected sexual encounter, and it prevents an egg from becoming available for sperm.
I see.
It suppresses ovulation, just like the usual pill.
I see.
And so all these abortions that people are having could be avoided if people
right.
kept this pill around if they had an accident.
Right.
And it's like not an abortion pill, though. That's
not
the
an abortion
thing about
pill.
It. Right.
The RU-46 is an abortion pill. This is not an abortion pill. No more than your pill taken normally. There's a theoretical risk of the lining of the uterus being affected by all birth control pills
uh-huh.
and affecting implantation. It's a very, very small risk.
Uh-huh.
People want to get rid of all the birth control pills. I can't argue with them if they want to, you know, say that there's a potential of interfering with implantation.
Right.
But I think in the interest of prudence, we should just use these methods and prevent pregnancies.
But don't just use that every single time you have sex.
No, you should be using the birth control.
Exactly. Yeah. Ashley.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 16.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I have a question about, like, my boyfriend, because when he comes, it's, like, really, really watery.
Good times. Hey, what's your question?
It's watery. I want to know, like, why. Like,
that's
what does
just,
that mean?
That means he's having sex frequently. How often are you with him?
Or masturbating a lot.
We don't have sex, just oral sex.
All right. Well, he's ejaculating frequently. Well,
I think you would rather have it water. Like, you would. Hey, it's better to have it watery than gooey. I don't know from experience, but I'm assuming
it's all good, Ashley. It's
what
all
does that mean? That
nothing.
Like doesn't
mean anything.
That,
no, it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
It?
Zero.
Does he have a low sperm count?
It means nothing.
I don't know. I just want to know if that like reduces the risk of getting like pregnant.
Well, if you're not having sex,
wait
that's only. Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying because we stopped.
Okay.
True.
What, Ashley, what have we been telling you?
That I won't get pregnant if I don't have sex.
No, what did we say about his watery sperm?
That
watery
doesn't
semen
make a difference.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. Relax, okay? All right.
Keep on gargling, Ashley.
Okay.
Good time.
It's all right. It's all right. Let's see. Jenny.
Hi.
What's up? You're 21.
Yeah, I have kept in contact with my ex-boyfriend for 3 years. I just found out, well, I'm moving to Arizona from Washington State. And, well, when I talked to him last week or whatever, he's on to another girlfriend, a third one, or a second one since me.
Get to the point, Jenny.
Sorry.
Hey, it's moving along quickly.
He's girlfriends with the same name as me.
Oh, no.
And this one, let's see, he's 24.
He's choosing girls with the same name as you, or he's happened to have...
I think he's choosing girls with the same name.
Or he's just telling you their name is Jenny.
And by the way, in your age group,
yeah,
Jennifer and Jason are the two most common names by far.
She's 17.
That's what I'm saying. People around 17 to 20, you know, that Jennifer is probably the most common girl name. So there's already a probability that he's going to encounter a couple of Jennifers in there.
Do they look like you, darling?
Not exactly. Well, they both have dark hair, but they are a lot like me in personality.
Do they give as much oral sex as you gave?
Stryker's been doing this show too long.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, how have you seen his girlfriends?
He's told me about him.
Yeah, no. So what's going on here? What are we really talking about here? You're still into this
and
guy,
who
right? Wait, you're still into this guy,
yeah,
right?
No, we're just friends.
No, come on, Jenny, please. Come on.
Okay,
you can't fool us. Who do you think you're talking to here?
Last week, he cheated on his girlfriend with me.
Yes, there
oh
we go.
Oh, my dear.
There we go.
I knew there was some oral involved.
And Jenny, look. Did he say that we're just friends, we're just, you know, don't get any ideas, that kind of thing?
We've just been friends for 3 years.
I understand that, but what is he, you had just had sex with him, so your brain is going to do something entirely different with that act than his is, unless he's intending on coming back to you. Did he say, no, we're not going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, don't get any ideas, that kind of thing?
Well, that's been the standing...
All right, then that's what he means.
Right, I know.
You could have sex with him every day, he would still hold that posture.
Right, I know, I don't want him back.
So why'd you sleep with them?
To sleep with him.
Why didn't you just go with another guy with the same name?
Why are you even thinking about this guy? What do you care with the weird stuff he's doing?
It just seemed odd to me.
Yeah, why do you care?
Because he's still a friend.
Jenny, you seem to me...
You're into it more than you're admitting. Definitely.
Yeah.
Jenny? Mm.
Yeah.
Jenny?
Yes.
Why can't you admit that?
I suppose I won't let myself.
Yeah, you are. I felt it from the moment we had the start of this conversation. You are completely into this guy. You should end this relationship for your own good. You should certainly not be sleeping with the guy. It is keeping a piece of you tied up with someone that's not going to reciprocate ever, probably.
Mm.
In the meantime, you can't get on and have a real relationship with someone.
All right.
Yeah, you need to move on, my dear.
I'm moving to Arizona, and he's staying behind. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Do you want Andy to sing you a Patti LaBelle song now?
No, we'll pass on that. Next.
Have fun in Arizona. It's the best thing for you. Seriously.
Where in Arizona are you going? Depends.
Near Bullhead City.
What? I don't know. I don't know where that is.
Close to L.A.
I was going to say that up there is Warren.
It's close to L.A.?
Yeah, it's near Flagstaff.
Las Vegas, sorry.
Yeah.
It's near that town where those two guys that blew up the Oklahoma thing, I think, were from.
Is that right?
I think so.
Perfect. Really nice. Good times.
Were they?
I don't know.
It's near the dam, right? Kind of?
Close to Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Have fun out there. Are you ready to sing Patti LaBelle?
No.
Okay.
Next.
John.
Hi.
What's up? You're 17.
Yeah. I've been going with my girlfriend for almost 2 years now, this month, 2 years. And before, a couple months ago, just before summer started, I found out she was cheating on me. And it had been for a couple months. And then today I stopped by after work. I just stopped by her house, you know, to say goodnight or whatever. And there's a car parked outside that I had never seen before. And she came running outside, you know, just to greet me. And I noticed somebody in the door, and I was like, you know, who's that? And I asked her, and she said it was one of her girlfriends and her friend, you know.
How old is this girl?
Who's her?
How old is your girlfriend?
She's 16.
Why are you putting yourself through all this?
Because I love her with all my heart.
Oh, boy.
And I really, truly believe that I want to marry her.
You're 17.
Yeah.
Don't, whatever, whoever you want to marry, don't do it. At 17.
Don't.
Stryker, when you were 17?
Yeah.
Would you have married whoever you were dating then?
No.
What would have happened? Catastrophe.
Done.
Disaster.
Forget it. Oh, yeah.
John, is a bad idea to get married at 17. Bad
I'm
idea
not
to
get married now. I'm like, but I truly believe that we can. Like, I try to make it work so much.
But yeah, but
you're trying.
Yeah,
John, you're doing all this trying, and while you're trying, and your mind is playing tricks on you, and you're screwing yourself up inside and out. She's hanging out with Bill and the crazy car person, and who knows what she's doing with her girlfriends when they go to the mall, and she's just living it up. John, you're wearing yourself sick.
No, but the thing is, we broke up for a little while. And I broke up with her after the first time I found out she was cheating. And then every day since then, she begged me to go back out. And we just started going back out. And then I found this, and it's like, man, you know.
That is a pattern that people manifest not infrequently, particularly kinds that cheat. So there you go. You want that kind of chaos, or do you want a real relationship?
Oh, but I can't.
I understand you're compulsed with her, and you can't.
Yeah, and I can't just say, you know, I never want to, I can't just fall out of love with her.
Well, then enjoy. Enjoy the chaos. Enjoy the pain.
So I have to end it?
No, you can enjoy that. You learn your lesson the hard way.
Enjoy the pain. Get nervous. Break out because you're nervous with pimples. And don't get any girls.
Worse yet, get rageful and beat up guys because they look at her the wrong way. And
no way.
Get completely preoccupied every night thinking about who she's with and when she says she's going out with her girlfriends, what she's doing.
Yeah, that always works great.
Yeah, those always end up being really good relationships.
John.
Fantasy.
John.
Yeah.
I'm a complete idiot in... No, my normal life and here, but seriously, the girl that you're dating now at 17, you are not going to end up marrying.
Yeah, you shouldn't even entertain the thought.
Okay.
All right?
Not because of who she is, but because you're both 17.
Right, exactly.
And then you add on who she is, and then we got all kinds of trouble.
All right, man.
All right, take care, John.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
He'll be all right. Right there?
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Hey, you called right now.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're 20.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, well, the question I had was, I was just discussing this with my husband, and I just figured, hey, why not call Dr. Drew? When my husband and I have sex, after he comes in me, it just, like, I have to run to the bathroom because it drops out.
Like everybody else.
I've heard, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know if that was normal, and I was... You know, I was kind of worried that maybe I wouldn't be able to ever get pregnant or something of that.
It's normal, and people manage to get pregnant in spite of that happening to everybody.
Aren't there certain positions that you're more likely to
never
have
been,
the semen?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
I mean, if the gravity is what makes it fall out.
Yeah.
So, but there's never been shown to affect pregnancy because the sperm, it sticks to the lining there. So it's, you know.
Oh, okay, so that's completely normal then? It's not some weird freak of nature?
Correct. Completely normal. And
okay.
And I'm glad that I like the way you asked it. Like, I had nowhere else to go. Might be normal, might not be. Just let us know. It's normal.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Rebecca. Let's see. Brianne.
Who?
You.
Brianna?
Yeah.
Your fake name? You're 16.
Yeah. I had a question. Well, it's not really a question. Anyway.
Yeah. A complaint?
I've never been on the radio. Anyway.
That is apparent. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, you know when, like, I like somebody, like, I end up, like, drifting away from them. Like, instead of, like, flirting with them and stuff.
Is that because you're too nervous?
I don't know. It's like, I'm not really a shy person.
Do you find that when you become attracted to someone, you think about things that make them become unattractive?
Yeah. Or, like, I just feel like they're not going to like me, you know?
Ooh.
I just kind of drift away from them. But then... they end up kind of getting interested in me, and I just end up
not liking them anymore, and I just like.
So, any, this is like the old Groucho Marx statement, which is you would never want to be a member of a club that would have you as a member.
Yeah.
Right. If they like me, it's spoiled somehow.
Yeah, I just.
Why would you have such a low esteem, a low sense of yourself?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like every time I like somebody or.
Well, let's think about why it would be that you would feel so crummy about yourself that someone liking you couldn't be worthwhile because they like you.
Well, I don't know. I have really pretty sisters and, you know, I'm just not like, you know, well, all that, like compared to them, you know.
Well, but it's enough to attract these guys.
Yeah, but.
So why don't you feel good about enough about yourself to go ahead and have a relationship with one of these guys?
I don't know. I've just never really been comfortable around men.
Well, okay. On one hand, I don't want to discourage you from this because it's a nice sort of protectant. It's an insulator.
Right.
It insulates her from the love line activities that we hear so much about. On the other hand, it does sound like you have some esteem issues, and you ought to really think about that. Do things to help yourself feel better about yourself.
Elizabeth.
Hello.
What's up? You're 19.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling because, I'm kind of confused because, like, I had been with this guy for, like,
Wait, hold on one sec, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Have you noticed the last three calls in a row, which I took, they sound like they've never spoken before?
Yeah, this is their first time speaking.
Not only on the
speaking
radio,
English.
But
yes.
Just speaking in general.
Yes, to anyone.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Come on, pipe it up a little bit.
No, no, hey.
Okay, well, I've been with this guy for like a year and 10 months.
There you go.
And I was with him, and he played me 2 times, and I left him for a while. We got back together.
What do you mean he played you? What does that mean?
He cheated on her.
Yeah, he cheated on me.
Okay.
Twice?
And, yes. And I was.
How old is he? How old?
Yes.
How old is he?
He is 22.
All right. You're 19.
And I was like, I didn't do nothing with him, and I guess that's the reason he played on me. And we were together. We were trying to work things out, but I couldn't. In the end, he got locked up for sexual assault. Supposedly, they were saying he raped a minor. I don't know if he did or not. He says he didn't, and.
Then, of course, you want to believe him. I mean, the courts are they're notorious for blocking up people that have been accused of sexual assault and not done it.
Yeah.
And,
my.
I know. He's saying he didn't, but I don't know if it's
Elizabeth,
or not.
Elizabeth.
I know. Like,
Elizabeth, first of all, let's just go ahead and start with the assumption that he did it.
Okay.
Okay, because he did.
Yes.
All right.
And, okay, and.
Turn down your radio, I beg of you.
Okay, and he's wanting, like, he wanted to marry me and everything, but
I. While he's in jail.
I didn't, because.
How long is he going to be in jail for?
Life.
Years? 2 years.
2 years, all right.
And I couldn't, like, I didn't because I was too afraid. I wasn't really sure that's what I wanted.
Okay, well, good instinct.
And I didn't, and now that he's in there, he's like, now he wants me to be there and everything, but before he didn't really give me my.
Right, well.
Now he does, and now that he's been in there, like, I kind of like.
It's turning you on that he's in the striped suit now, huh?
No, he's like kind of like. I'm kind of like getting away from him.
All right, all right. Elizabeth? Elizabeth?
That's enough right there. Can I finish? Elizabeth.
Go ahead.
It's the most. He's in prison. He sexually assaulted someone. Should you stay with them? No. Should you wait 2 years? No, you're 19. Any moron knows that. Drew?
You're less confused than you think you are. Just go ahead.
She's answering her own questions over the phone.
You're figuring things out. You go ahead and trust your instincts a little bit.
What were you going to say, Andy?
I was going to say move on. Yeah. Get rid of him.
Exactly. Drew wants to go
champ.
Jill?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're 18.
Yeah. Well, my question is, I've been really good friends with this guy for about a year, and I told him how I feel about him, and we basically have an emotional relationship, but no physicalness whatsoever.
Wait a minute, you said friends.
Yeah, like we're best, like, I mean, like, well, relationship as, like, a couple, like, that's how it feels, like, it is.
It's a couple without kissing.
Without, yeah, anything whatsoever.
Wait a minute. When you brought this up with him, what did he say?
He was just like, well, I'm really proud that you told me this, and I'm glad it's not going to hinder our relationship anymore.
Right. We are friends.
So basically that's all he's saying?
Yes. We are friends.
Guaranteed.
Being a dude, if he wanted to act on it,
he would
have jumped on your the opportunity.
He is your friend and will always be your friend. And he is expecting the same from you. In fact, because the conversation was all about how it's not going to affect your friendship.
Right.
True.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Forget it.
As much as that sucks, that's the reality.
Guys do not come around from that.
But if you do appreciate the friendship as much as you say you do...
That's why I'm asking, because I didn't want to, like, screw it up, because I do truly love him as a person.
No.
As a friend before anything. And I told him that.
Stop the before anything, and there is no anything else.
Okay,
this is where it starts and where it stops.
Okay.
And you need to go find yourself a boyfriend so this thing doesn't become such a preoccupation for you.
For sure. Okay.
Jill?
Yes. Yeah.
Guys do not go from Friendville to Sexville.
Yeah, I know.
They don't do that.
All right.
I mean, it's really rare for guys.
Especially since you're... If you knew him a week, he'd probably sleep with you and not talk to you again. But because he likes you as a friend, he's not going to.
Okay.
Or you guys are such animals, they will sometimes... And then try to get it back to the friend status.
And that's even worse.
And will not go on with it as a sexual relationship.
Right. It's Crystal.
Yes.
Crystal, what's up?
Well, I was taking my birth control pills and I ran out. And so my roommate gave me her pills, which are completely different from my pills.
What were your pills?
My pills are orthocycline.
And what are your roommates?
My roommate's pills, I don't remember.
They're Tylenol, probably.
Oh, boy.
No, they're not Tylenol pills.
Yours was orthocycline or orthotricycline?
Orthocycline.
Okay, and what's the question?
And the question is, I took those for a month, but I wasn't as, on the ball about it, so it kind of, like...
Now you're pregnant?
I don't know, because I took it and I didn't get my period, and, like, should I keep taking my pills? Like, because I got mine back.
Yes, go back on yours and get a pregnancy test also.
Well, I took a pregnancy test, and it came out negative.
Take another one in a week or two and stay on your pills.
Okay.
The pills will not harm a pregnancy if you're pregnant.
It won't?
No.
Okay, good, because that's what I was questioning. I wasn't sure. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye. Anderson, what I say about that 11:15 to 11:30 range? You know what I'm talking about, Anderson?
What are you doing?
Huh? What?
I don't know what you said.
I was talking to him outside about something, and I looked at the time, and something suddenly came up. See? You see what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. See? Adam.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 18.
Yeah. I'm currently dating a 32-year-old.
Oh, my dear.
He's 18.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you in high school or are you out?
I'm out. I'm in college.
All right. U of A?
Huh?
U of A?
No. Okay. UTI.
Hey, have you noticed how many guys have been calling in all of a sudden with older girlfriends? I've never heard that until the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. There's been a ton of them. Yeah.
Well, it's because everyone says I'm really mature and stuff, so that's...
Oh, that's why you called in.
And what college are you going to?
Huh?
What college?
UTI.
What is that?
Urinary tract infection.
Automotive technical course.
Oh, they have a great football team this year.
Huh?
I think you guys are going to go to the Rose Bowl.
All right, what's going on, Adam? What's doing? What's going on?
I'm really happy with my girlfriend, and all my friends are cool.
How did you meet her?
At a party, actually. And at first, she was totally against it, but her friends kind of talked her into dating me for a while. We get along really well.
Keep going.
And part of my family is okay with it, like my dad and his fiance, but my mom and all my sisters are just freaking out about it.
How old's your mom?
She's
33.
47.
47.
Yeah.
How old is your dad?
He's 55.
All right, what's the question?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, what could I do to keep them from flipping out, or should I do anything about it?
Can't do anything.
Yeah.
And the more she's around, the more they'll accept her for who she is and think of her less as that 32-year-old.
What does she do for a job, Adam?
She's a loan officer.
Wow, so has she been married before?
Yeah.
Knew it.
Does she have kids?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So what's in it for you besides the sex with the 32-year-old?
Yeah, one thing that tends to happen in that situation, did she just break up within the last year?
She's been divorced for 2 years.
2 years. Is it women in their 30s to 40s that get divorced will pick young guys because they're not real relationships.
And they can manipulate the
hell out
of it.
They're just young guys they can kind of use and they can have fun with and stuff, but they really aren't, they aren't peers, and so they're not really thinking of them as a real relationship. Even though they may say they are, my experience has been that they're not. So be careful. You get sort of, they can evolve into real things, but you do get kind of exploited sometimes, these relationships.
But the upside of this, Adam, and I'm sure you'll agree, is 32-year-old women are the best.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like kind of shooting your wad once you break up with her, because chances are you're not getting another 32-year-old until you're 35. So what's in it for you besides the sex? Well, I guess if you got that good of sex.
The sex is awesome, but we get along really well. We think alike. We like to do the same type of thing.
You rent the Disney movies with the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Just be careful.
All right. Hey, I got another question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
My friend, I swear he's a hypochondriac because he gets like a stomach ache and he thinks he's going to die.
Right. He'll be right back.
Well, and?
Yeah.
And so what's the question?
That's, you know, what should we do? Should we send him to a hospital or what?
He has probably has an anxiety disorder. He needs to see a therapist or a psychiatrist.
We have a lot of anxieties lately.
Yeah.
The guy hurt his knee ice skating or something. Remember that guy? And then he's afraid to get in his car now because he thinks he's going to break it again.
Oh, yeah.
Last Monday or something like that. Yeah, that was weird. All right. This is Loveline. We have to take another break. When we get back, we're going to talk to someone. I don't know what. But Andy Hallett is here from the show Angel and the WB, and we'll speak to him and more of you guys coming up. Hold on. Oogie doogie, we are back here with Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number if you want to speak to Andy Hallett from the show Angel on the WB. I'm Stryker for Adam Kroll, along with Dr. Drew. I can't say his name anymore. I've been saying it over and over again. He's in Europe, probably flying back now.
Probably, huh?
My man, Nate.
Oh, is he going to be a pain in the ass tomorrow night?
Grumpy from the flight.
From the jet lag.
Yeah. I bet you $1 million.
Oh, my God.
He tells a story how the airline screwed something up.
Oh,
and this goddamn stewardess didn't bring me the peanuts till we were in L.A.
Way too many stories. I pity all the people that have had to deal with him as he makes his way back.
Kiss my hairy ass.
Shut up, Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
So, kiss my ass, you idiot.
Grab my testicles, homeboy. Okay, Angel's on Sundays now at 9 p.m. Yes. And you got the premiere for the new season Sunday, October the 6th on the WB. Is there anything, I don't even remember if I asked you this earlier, is there anything going on in the new season that you can reveal or anything that might happen
for the
internet freaks out there that that are so into Angel?
I think there's some people that know more than I do out there,
right.
For real, people that are not associated with the show whatsoever, but they don't let us say anything, man. It's going to be an exciting season, though. It starts off with a bang. I get to do a lot of stuff. I go off to Vegas, so my character gets to do a lot of fun stuff in
Las Vegas. Is that where you were tied up in Las Vegas?
Well, that's another story.
He's not supposed to reveal.
Can you talk about that story?
No, that was, that didn't have anything to do with work.
Oh.
Who are you, Tommy Lee? Wait, we're going to get into that story, but first, Jennifer?
Yeah?
What's up? You're 22?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
My question for Andy is, I was wondering what inspired him to sing.
What inspired me to sing?
Yeah.
I don't know what inspired me to sing. I started singing when I was in my church choir when I was about 5 and then went on to the school chorus. And then I have to say I stopped singing because it wasn't considered like the macho thing to do when everybody else was out on the baseball field or the football field. And I stopped singing, which I really regret now. So, because I think that if, you know, when you stick to anything, as long as you can, you just improve yourself at it. And I wish I had stuck with it. But so then what motivated me to get back into it was the night singing with Patti LaBelle, because I hadn't sang live in years. And Patti got me up on stage and kind of boosted my confidence. And
how does this happen? You don't sing. You're in the crowd, and he's like, there's a handsome man. Come sing with me,
well,
white
Patty's
boy.
Been,
how does that
that's
work?
What she said. She called me white boy. She's like, get up here, white boy. Because she was singing Lady Marmalade. You know that song.
Yeah.
Getcha, yeah, yeah. You know that
one. Yeah, very good.
And so, which I sing all the time on the show, by the way. But so she called me up because she saw me singing the song. And she was like, wait a minute. Are you a white boy with soul or something like that? Uh-huh. So she called me up. And so we sang the song, and we sang the hell out of it. We were at the Pantages Theater. And we had a ball.
Well, can you give us a little something, how it sounded?
And I say, mocha chocolata, yeah, yeah. Everybody say, Creole lady.
Creole lady.
Mahamola.
Mahamola.
That's Stryker.
Damn, bitch.
Right? Yeah, that was good, Andy.
Well, yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. More to come later. Yeah.
Sure there is. Jason.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? You're 19?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, man, I got a question for Drew.
Yeah. Hey, before you ask your question, Jason, we've got up here on our board that the screeners, someone called in and told them that the morning after pill is available without a prescription.
At Walgreens. I was screaming about that it wasn't there because the caller said on the website
Walmart, it's not there. Walgreens,
so it is.
Walmart won't even keep it stocked.
Really?
Because their pharmacists don't read the scientific literature and believe it's a abortion pill.
But they'll sell...
It's so pathetic.
Now, which is the place that sells guns to anybody?
Walmart.
But they won't sell the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. All right, Jason, talk to Drew.
That pill's harder to get than you think, man. I tried to get that before. It's...
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to make it easier.
My question, I got some little bumps in my groin muscle, like almost like knots in the muscle. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. I don't think it's a hernia, because I think...
You mean right where your leg joins your body?
Yeah.
To the right of your testes.
No, no.
The right and the left.
He means in the crease right
no,
here.
I know. Right, to the right and left of where you're
testing. Yeah, those are lymph nodes, Jason.
Lymph nodes?
Lymph nodes. If they get more than about 2 centimeters, you've got to get them looked at because you can get lymphoma down there, too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And it also can be a sign of infection.
What is a hernia?
Hernia is your gut spilling out of a hole in your abdominal wall.
Yeah,
that,
gross.
Quite literally.
Because you
is.
Stretched it too far?
Well, your testes, the most common thing is your testes start up in your back and descend down into the sac as you...
Testes? Testicles.
Your testicles start up high. So they start where the ovaries are.
Right. You're kidding. They start in your back?
They start where the ovaries are. We're all women to begin with, and the Y chromosome turns on, and it causes the gonads to turn into these male things, and they make their way down into the sac.
Wow.
And along the way, they sometimes leave a passage that stays right. open, and then the guts can spill into that.
Andy, yeah. When I mentioned there was something here with the hernia, you said you think you have a hernia right now.
Well, I think I have something.
Is it more than 2 centimeters?
I don't know what the problem is. Can I tell you?
Yeah,
can I
please. Explain what happened.
I was tied up. I was tied up at work for a scene where my character was captured by these evil demons. And so I was tied up very tightly around my legs and my arms and so forth. And we were on a barge. We were on a barge, no less, which is even more awkward. I got a hernia on a barge, I think. But so when I went to sit down after being tied up, I went to sit on an apple box in between takes, and I squashed one of my nuts. I just sat.
Because, your nut was squished between
yeah,
down
like,
there?
Remember Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't like, trying to, like...
Would you have sex with me?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket!
Oh, my God.
So, like, one of my nuts was behind my leg, or maybe they
and you sat
were.
On your nut,
but I couldn't get up because I was tied in such a
God.
position. So I yelled for my friend Sparky. Thank God Sparky was there on the set. I was like, Sparky, help me up. So Sparky got me up. But
Sparky, I'm on my nut.
Sparky, my nuts are
what cut. Is that David Boreanaz's nickname?
No, but it should be.
All right,
but he certainly didn't help me up, that rat Fink.
Right,
I'll get him for that. But my problem now is, ever since then, I think I never jog, that's a lie, unless I'm being chased. But if I walk a lot, or if I laugh really loud, or if I sneeze really hard, I get a pain like that shoots up into my...
testicles?
Well, no, it doesn't...
From the testicles up into his abdomen.
Like in the pubic area.
What is that, Drew?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Like it shoots up like right here. And then I always have to push it back in. This is so gross that I'm telling you.
Oh, something pops out?
Well, it doesn't come flying out, but it feels like a muscle is just aggravated, and so I have to push on it.
This could be hurting.
Wait, so when you don't have kids, you can blame your role on Angel.
Absolutely.
You have one nut. You're the nutless singer. That should be your new name on Angel.
You feel like the
put that on the internet.
You feel like the testicles kind of pulling up in there, or no?
No, because someone asked me the same question, and it never
Sparky
feels like...
asked you that?
That was Sparky's first question.
It must be a hernia.
Let me get a look at these.
It sounds like a hernia, but the process whereby you got this problem is not sort of typical of how you get a hernia.
Well, that's what someone else said. Yeah.
So it's weird. Someone needs to see it when it's popping out. The doctor needs to look at it. Sorry about that.
See a doctor. Start
right. If you ever get pain right over it, if it ever really gets painful, then you got to go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Okay.
This is going to be on the Angel website, but you're squashed nuts.
Wait till he gets to the next convention.
Seriously. Someone's going to pass out scrotums to you. Have the scrotum. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering what y'all think about ecstasy use as, like, to help you talk a lot more and, you know, you feel more social about a lot of things. You know, you talk a lot more.
Brian?
Yeah.
I hear Drew say this all the time, and, I mean, that particular drug, in terms of how it makes you feel, fantastic. But
yeah.
I hear Drew say all the time that, along with LSD, I think, is the worst thing you can take. It melts your brain away, and you can't get the parts back you lose.
That's right.
Really?
And the result is more difficulty later on being social, having panic and anxiety and depression.
Well, I mean, I don't really do it that much. It's just like
you said, you can between 10 and 20 can do the
10
damage.
10 and 20, you're in, but even one time can do it, too.
Wait, I have a question. So,
do you ecstasy? Yeah, do you?
Okay, yeah.
It's pop.
No, but this, is it Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, you're saying that you take X just to be more social and to talk more?
Yeah, I mean, it helps me. I open up when I'm on that shit. Just talk and talk.
watch the language. Hold on, we gotta put you on hold real quick. Yeah. Well, you're doing it for the wrong reason, just so you can be interactive.
Well, the right reason would be.
I understand how difficult it is to be a young male under the pressure to sort of be sociable and to be able to engage in these highly stressful situations. Some people actually have social phobias. Maybe you want to look into that. Maybe there are other genuine medications that are not harmful, maybe helpful to deal with that.
Yeah. So more important than him destroying himself is why he's doing it just to be interactive, I would say.
Why he's having such difficulty being interactive.
Doesn't also, it's ruining the stuff that produces serotonin.
The cells are dying.
So it essentially makes you unable to be happy, right?
That's right. Later on.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm.
James. Hello?
Put him on hold. No, hold. Hold.
Hello?
All right.
These guys have got to put their radio... Hey, ladies, Lauren, they got to put their radios...
Ladies, Brian?
Well, I'm looking at three ladies over here. I can't see Brian. Brian, you can't see me, right?
It's not Brian. Mira.
Yeah.
Hi, you're 18. What's up?
Oh, my God. I'm one of those internet freaks you were talking about earlier.
Yeah?
I'm totally into both Angel and Buffy, and Lauren is like my favorite character now on Angel. Like,
yeah, thank you, dear. Good for you, Andy. Yeah,
nice.
I love you, Andy. You're great.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
But I had a question about the character, actually. You know, in the Pylea episodes where he was talking about how he was the only one that could actually hear music and everything, you know?
Right.
And the way he talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, he has some characteristics and everything. But I was wondering if you saw kind of a correlation with being gay now. Or if that was even intended.
With, I'm afraid I don't know.
Should you talk about your real life or in the show?
I'm not quite.
The character.
Well, they haven't established any sexuality for that character. I mean, the character is just sort of, it's supposed to be rather ambiguous, and they have a lot of fun. You know, Lauren has a lot of love for everybody. So they haven't established any.
Mira.
Yeah. But no, there's no correlation between that whatsoever. I mean,
he's bisexual.
right.
He's Ricky Martin.
He was the only one that could hear music just because he was gifted with that, and that's the only reason why, my dear.
Uh huh.
Mira.
Yeah.
Have you come up with different ideas about the show that you talk about on the internet? What's going to happen, and those things end up happening, or is it all a bunch of hogwash on there for the most part?
Well, yeah, we actually do form our own theories and everything. We actually have, like, whole entire seasons planned out.
Oh,
and
my
also,
God.
My friend of a friend actually saw you guys filming in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I actually, because of that, I know that some stuff that I'm not going to say because I'm not going to spoil it for other fans.
Oh, that's nice of
Very
you.
Cool, Mira.
Well, thank you for watching, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, thanks for calling them up and calling Love Line.
Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
I think it's break time.
Yeah.
Nas Redna? That is correct. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a lady named Mariah. Her boyfriend went limp after a long day, and he's still limp. And he can't see the future. And we'll find out about the limpness and more of that and more of Andy and me, Stryker, and Dr. Drew coming up on Love Lines. Back here on Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Almost wrapping things up. The Vandals are coming in at some point. When is that? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
night when Adam comes back. And this coming Thursday, one of my favorites, and I'm sure you too. God, that's the worst line. But Janine Garofalo is going to be in here.
Oh, I love her.
I know. She's the best. That's going to be on Thursday. In here now is Andy Hallett from the lovely show Angel, which is on Sundays.
Hey.
October 6th, season premiere. Watch him. He plays...
Lauren. Real name is
Krevlorn
Swath of the Deathwalk Clan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If anyone knew that, I would have been really surprised.
And look on the web fairly soon. Is it the Angel website?
No, that's my own website, andyhallett.com. And you can see those.
Good for you.
You can see those pictures.
I just saw some very cool pictures that you did in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
So that's all the real deal.
I didn't do Patti LaBelle.
But you were thinking about it. White boy. Mariah?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I'm in this committed relationship with a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And,
committed? Well, let's just analyze that for a second. Committed relationship with a 19-year-old.
You're committed.
Excuse me?
Committed relationship with a 19-year-old. What's the purpose of all that information? What are you telling us?
Oh, I don't know. I just like saying that.
You just felt like saying that.
Yeah, I did like saying
that. She wants to stress the fact that they're not sleeping around
each other. He even gave me a promise ring, and we're planning, like, to get married someday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sunday or someday?
Someday. Someday, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And just a while ago, we tried having sex, and we had, like, a really hard day. We were everywhere. And
is this your first time of having sex?
You were everywhere. What, you went to the Home Depot, you bought some wood, you went home, installed a skylight.
No, we were out the whole day, like, doing stuff. And then we went to miniature golfing, arcade, and we got to a motel, like, 3 in the morning.
Motel.
Yeah.
Well, he's 19, and he lives at home, right?
Yeah, we're all with his parents and stuff.
Okay, what does he do? Does he have a job, or is he in college?
Yeah, he has a job. He has a really good job, actually.
Which is?
I'm not going to say, because just in case.
Well, tell me the field.
Oh, well.
Just because it'll be funny.
It has something to do with ATMs, and they get paid pretty good.
All right.
Now, so he's a thief.
He robbed the ATMs.
So this is the first time you guys had had sex together?
Well, yeah, it was going to be our first time.
It was going to be your first time?
No, it wasn't going to be my first time. It wasn't going to be his first time either, but just together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So,
Ryan, you can go ahead and just answer the questions, not give all the ancillary information that you want to be sure we know. We just need our questions answered, all right?
What?
All right, go ahead. Okay. So, it's the first time you guys have been together.
Yes.
All right.
So, we were starting, and he told me to get on top. But that didn't work because I didn't really know what to do, and all of a sudden, it went down, and he tried to get it up again, but it didn't happen.
Oh, no.
It must have been the miniature golfing.
Well, and what's the question?
Happens to me every time.
And, the windmill?
Damn windmill, 18th hole. Get in the clown's mouth. You sick clown. Go to your home, Drew.
Well, sorry, now Ryan. I'm kind of, I don't want to try it again because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to please him. So I want ideas on how to,
First of all, you got to cut out the miniature golfing before the sex.
Absolutely.
Now, are you sad for him or you're more worried about you?
I'm just worried about not pleasing him and him not being satisfied. Because before him, I'd been with someone, but I've never had an orgasm.
Next caller!
What?
How did that go with the other guy?
No, I'm saying, like...
How did it go with the other guy?
What do you mean? How is that relevant to this?
Just answer the questions. How did it go with the other guy?
Oh, really bad. Never enjoyed it.
How many times did you do that with him?
Maybe, like, 7.
But he enjoyed it, of course.
Excuse me?
But he was fine.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Your boyfriend's going to be fine, too, in this case. Don't worry. It's very common for guys first time out to have a problem, particularly when they're sort of really into it. They get nervous, they get anxious, they feel overwhelmed, and things don't work quite right. Now, the fact that there was sort of some sort of awkwardness in this whole interaction with you guys, you both put way too much sort of emphasis on this, that it has to be perfect and everything has to be, the stars have to align.
But it was 3 a.m. in a motel.
Like,
what's that?
It wasn't really like that. We were just like, the main idea was to just cuddle and watch a couple movies, and if it happened, it happened.
No.
Excuse me?
No, he specifically asked you to get on top, and that didn't work.
No, she told him to get... Oh, no, yeah, he told you to get on top.
And it didn't work. And it didn't work. There was some awkwardness, and because it wasn't perfect, everyone got anxious.
Right, exactly.
And oh, my God, we're not compatible sexually. Oh, my God. And that's ridiculous. Just relax.
I'm not experienced. So.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're there and you have a blood pressure, he'll be very happy. That's about all you need to do to make him happy.
You have breasts, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you do. He'll be fine.
That's the way guys are.
Bonesy.
Were you intoxicated?
No.
Was he?
No, we don't drink.
Was he on any medication?
No.
Okay. Just relax.
You're gonna be fine. Yeah, everything will be fine. But that's cool what you said about the cuddling, and I mean that in all sincerity. Because just do more of that. He'll loosen up when it's time to really do it. It's all his mind playing tricks on him, okay?
Well, we don't want him too
loose. Yeah, because afterwards went to a shower and... His boy was fine. All the way up there.
But the point is, it's the fact that he's probably because he's very into it that he had a problem.
Of course, that's the reason.
Or too into it.
James.
Yes.
What's up, man? You're 22. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I'm cool. Actually, I don't have a question for Dr. Drew or Stryker. I just wanted to say that you guys rock. But actually, I also wanted to say that, Andy, you, Yeah, you're one of my favorite actors on Angel, and
well, thanks, man.
Just, I had a question. I just wanted to know what your favorite episode that you worked on was.
Oh, this is probably really narcissistic, but the one we just filmed last week, the oh, your radio's up too loud.
Go ahead.
The one we did last week was most fun for me because it was a dream come true for me. I got to have quite a show out there, so I can't elaborate any more than that without being fired. But so if you tune into the third episode, I think it'll be October 20th, you'll be able to see. But nice. Thanks for calling.
Do you have interaction with all the main stars in the show?
Yeah.
Every episode together.
Tomorrow morning, we're all, I think it's a full cast call tomorrow.
Do you get along well with everyone?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Does anyway, does one person show up in a limo while some guy drives his Corolla until he gets paid the big check?
No, we all drive in together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Park in the same spots.
Right. No, of course not. All right. We have to take a another quick break when we come back. More of the Love Line. Okay. Chili Pepper's good. New album is good. It's Stryker on Loveline. Dr. Drew. Andy Hallett, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it very much.
You know what? I can say you seem like the most down-to-earth...
Monster,
famous person. Keep that attitude.
Thank you very much. I have to say, I felt a little uncomfortable when we were taking those calls about getting limp, and you guys were fondling my bust.
Your doll. Yeah, we have your doll. Drew, you were playing with his doll like someone was going to steal it from
this
you.
This is the wildest thing.
Yeah.
The action figure's coming out in January.
It is wild.
I'll make sure to buy it at Toys R Us. Andy, of course, is on Angel. Watch Angel on Sunday nights. The season premiere of Angel is going to be October the 6th on the WB. Find out the time. It's 9 o'clock. That is the time.
All right.
So, Andy, thanks for being here. Have fun on the TV show. Good luck singing. Tell Patti LaBelle, my homegirl, I say what's up.
And
maybe we'll sleep together. Not you and I, but her and I. Drew, thank you, man, for all the hospitality.
See you a couple days.
Anderson, everyone in there, I appreciate it. So, for Dr. Drew, I am Stryker saying you're gay. Adios. Look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them handjobs.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold.
Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.